Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Let's turn our focus now to Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia, where this evening, not one, but two Irish players are in the hunt for the major. Shane Lowry is on 5 under par. He's tied in 6th position. But Rory McIlroy leads the field on 12 under par going into the final round today. If he wins tonight, he will complete the rare career Grand Slam of winning all 4 majors, the Masters, the PGA Championship, the Open and the US Open. Only 5 people before him have done it. And to get to this point, he's had to deal with what he describes as the scar tissue of returning to Augusta year after year, having failed to win on every occasion so far. So how do you turn that around? How do you get over losing at the Masters and turn things around? Let's talk to Enda McNulty, former Armagh footballer, now a high-performance coach who works with people in sport and business to help them to perform at the top. Enda, thanks for talking to us today.
Justin, it's a pleasure to talk to you. This guy is absolutely performing at the top. I'm sure you're excited. I bet you every one of your listeners are sitting on the edge of their chairs with the excitement. It's incredible.
Absolutely. So how do you mentally prepare for something, an event as big as the Masters final round, which requires four to five hours of intense concentration if you're going to win it?
I think Rory has mentally prepared since he's been 7 years of age, playing golf with his dad on a Sunday afternoon. So this guy is incredibly well mentally prepared. As you said, Justin, he's heading towards and he's on the verge of golfing glory. He played so well yesterday that it's almost the epitome of being in the zone. So his mental preparation this year has clearly been much better than ever before. He said himself, I think on Friday, that he was very proud of how resilient he was. The way I describe his performance yesterday, in particular in the first 6 holes, would be all systems were singing beautifully, mentally, emotionally, physically, his golf course management, even the way he handled the media afterwards, Justin. This guy is singing on all systems. Now, to do that today is a different kettle of fish, of course.
Right, and Rory gave an interview which was published in the New York Times during the week, in which he spoke about accumulating scar tissue at Augusta National, because you go back there year after year and you remember the shots that you played and where things went wrong. When those things are on your mind year after year, and then you find yourself in the final round, leading the field, going into the final round of the Masters, how difficult is it to overcome, to heal that scar tissue that he's talking about?
I think it's incredibly difficult, but I think he's handled it very well already. Clearly, the last 3 days have shown that he's managed that really well. Now, on the back 9 today, Justin, that's where that scar tissue will be really assessed. Let's be clear about this. This is going to be a hell of a shootout between him and DeChambeau. But it looks like Rory's game, it's all there. In every facet, his game is there. So he's ready to step up, I believe, now and go and win. The challenge is he's only 2 shots ahead. He looked like he was going to go in 4 shots ahead. Now, all the experts, the Butch Harmons, the Nick Faldos, they all said that maybe that was a good thing, because now nobody will say it's Rory's to lose. Now he's really focusing right from, you know, teeing up right at the first. So I think he's in the best mental and emotional place of his life because of all that work he's done on his mental game, because of the work that his team has done, people like Michael Bannon, obviously people like Bob Rotella, his mental coach, Sean O'Flaherty, his agent. I know from talking to him recently, they're doing incredible work behind the scenes to get him ready to perform at his own.
I read a quote from Bruce Crampton, the Australian golfer who was around in the 60s. He said that golf is a compromise between what your ego wants you to do, what your experience tells you to do, and what your nerves will let you do. And that is where it's going to come down to his nerves this evening, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lovely quote. And I think there on that, Justin, that's exactly the point. Rory seemed particularly calm the last few days. He seemed much calmer, by the way, than DeChambeau. DeChambeau was coming off after the 18th, like Rocky Balboa. Rory walked off dead calm. He walked off the picture of resilience, mentally tough and clearly in the zone. There's going to be a lovely contrast today between the calmness of McIlroy to almost the prize fighter of DeChambeau. And what'll be interesting is how both manage the euphoria of the crowd. Obviously, DeChambeau has a huge following. Rory has a massive following, who all will want as patrons to watch and see history in terms of Rory winning the Grand Slam. So how he manages that, I hear you loud and clear, Justin, and I agree with you as how he manages nerves, but there's so many other things to manage, like the complexity of this golf course, like the way the pins will all be in different positions. So it's fascinating to see how he manages it, but I think his game is all there, Justin. If it's ever a time for him to prove that he's the best golfer on the planet, today's the day.
And all the focus is on Rory. Shane Lowry is there as well in the shake-up, wants to win the tournament. He doesn't seem to go into the hyper self-analysis that you see from Rory McIlroy. I mean, he swears when it goes wrong and he gets on with it. He has a different style, a different way of dealing with pressure, doesn't he?
Well, I think every awfully man and woman in the world will be glad that you mentioned, of course, Shane Lowry. Isn't it amazing that we've got two Irish guys rocking at the highest level of world sport? I think it's amazing for every young child that's listening today, Justin, to be inspired by that. Aren't we absolutely blessed? Lowry also played exceptionally well yesterday. And as you said, he's tied. I think he's tied sixth. He's five under. Right, which means he also has a very good chance. Now, can he catch that lead? I don't know if he can catch the lead, but he also played really well. He probably mentally ran out of gas just towards the end. But we shouldn't. It'd be remiss of us not to mention just what an amazing golfer he is as well.
All right. Enda, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Enda McNulty, performance coach. And we'll find out what's going to happen tonight. Shane Lowry tees off at 7 o'clock and Rory tees off at 7:30.